Managers adapt business strategies due to rising inflation pressures. In the past, inflation seemed like a problem from the history books, but now it's back with a vengeance. In June 2022, the U.S. saw inflation shoot up to 9.1%. A mix of reasons caused this surge. The 2008 financial crisis started it off. Then came the COVID-19 pandemic, flooding the world with money. There's also tension between the U.S. and China, supply chain issues, and the conflict in Ukraine adding fuel to the fire. This sudden inflation has left many businesses scrambling. Even budget-friendly stores like Aldi had to raise their prices, going against their usual bargain image. With inflation making a comeback after so long, many managers are unsure how to handle it. The instinct might be to pass the cost to customers, but that's not always the smart move. It's crucial to understand what inflation means. Yes, things get pricier, but it also means money loses its value. Inflation is a challenge for business operators. Inflation posed a significant challenge during the 1970s and early 1980s. In the United States, for example, the yearly inflation rate surged to 11% in the early 1970s, reaching a peak of 13.5% by the end of the decade. However, inflation has since become less of a concern. Between 2012 and 2020, the inflation rate in the U.S. mostly remained below 2%, briefly spiking at 2.5%. Consequently, managers have either forgotten or never learned how to navigate business during times of inflation. Initially, periods of inflation might appear to benefit financial outcomes. As costs increase and companies hike prices, revenues grow. Yet, if managers fail to recognize that inflation is driving this apparent growth, they risk being caught off guard. Inflation presents challenges for consumers, who may respond by reducing spending. Moreover, if inflation persists, businesses may adjust their behavior, such as holding back on merchandise in anticipation of higher future prices. Additionally, inflation can disrupt consumer spending by raising financing costs. In the U.S., for instance, mortgage applications plummeted in 2022 as mortgage interest rates surged. This is just one example of how an inflationary environment affects the entire economy. Inflationary periods often surprise everyone. Price spikes usually catch everyone off guard. Sometimes, an unexpected event can suddenly drive prices higher. Take the Yom Kippur War, for example, when oil prices shot up, leading to inflation in the 1970s. Similarly, in the 2020s, the COVID-19 pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine caused inflation, catching many by surprise. While the monetary stimulus in 2020 played a part in creating inflationary conditions, central bankers initially brushed off the price increases as temporary. The unpredictability of inflation means that companies must be quick to adapt. Inflation puts any company's profits and its very survival at risk. Managers must get ahead of inflation rather than waiting too long to act. Companies should raise prices frequently by small amounts rather than wait and raise them significantly less often. Companies with narrow profit margins are particularly vulnerable to inflation. Take Walmart, for instance, which operates with a net margin of just 2%. To understand the impact of inflation, consider this simple example. A company makes $100 million in sales with fixed costs of $30 million and variable costs of $60 million. This leaves a pre-tax profit of $10 million, or 10%. After taxes, the margin drops to 7%. But if prices increase by 10%, pushing fixed costs to $33 million and variable costs to $66 million, and assuming no increase in prices or revenues, the pre-tax profit would plummet by 90% to just $1 million. Price optimization gains significance as a crucial business function. Managers shouldn't assume that customers will accept higher prices just because costs are going up. Every company faces a limit on how much they can charge, determined by what customers think the product is worth and what competitors are charging. If customers are okay with paying more and your competitors also raise prices, your position in the market stays the same, but that's a big if. Your competitors might have a different view on inflation than you do. Take Aldi, for example. When milk prices shot up, they didn't follow the usual pricing strategy. Instead of passing on the full increase to customers, they only raised prices by 70%. This was a deliberate move to sacrifice some profit in exchange for more customers. In times of rising prices, what customers are willing to pay becomes crucial. If you hike prices to protect your profits but customers won't pay, you'll likely see a drop in sales. Leaders need to understand profit mechanics to navigate inflation effectively. When prices go up, the CEO's main goal is to protect profits. But what exactly does profitability mean? It's the gap between how much money a business makes and how much it spends. But there are different ways to look at it. Sometimes, when managers talk about profit, they might mean earnings. Before interest and taxes, EBIT, or earnings before interest, taxes, depreciation, and amortization, EBITDA. One big difference is between nominal profit and real profit. Nominal profit is just profitability without considering inflation, while real profit does. This difference matters when inflation is high. Another important idea is phantom profit. This is profit on paper that looks good because it's based on old, lower costs. If we factored in inflation, this profit would disappear. Even though phantom profits don't represent true value, they can still be taxed. In times of inflation, another concept to think about is the profit buffer. Companies with small profit margins don't have much room to handle the effects of inflation eating into their profits. Inflation prompts companies to emphasize value in their communication. During times of inflation, when every purchase decision counts, it's crucial for companies to effectively communicate their value. To adapt to these periods, businesses need to adjust their marketing strategies. Instead of their usual soft messaging focusing on image, they should emphasize hard benefits like durability, residual value, and energy efficiency. By highlighting value perception, marketers can positively influence customers' acceptance of price increases. Offering additional services is another method to encourage customers' willingness to pay. This can be as simple as providing a complimentary cup of coffee in the waiting area, or as sophisticated as offering training and ongoing education to help customers fully utilize complex products. Another tactic to combat inflation is to provide more extensive product guarantees. This helps alleviate concerns for risk-averse customers. However, it's important to recognize that additional services and generous warranties come with increased costs for the company. Managers need to ensure that these additions do not eat into profits. Mark the right price increase requires a delicate balance. A company's ability to pass on increased costs depends on the competitive landscape. When costs rise, all players in a market are usually affected similarly, prompting similar price adjustments, but it's not always guaranteed. A competitor with a strong financial position might choose to hold prices steady or even lower them to grab market share. During times of inflation, being the price leader becomes crucial. For example, in the grocery market, Aldi sets the price standard and other players follow suit. Similarly, General Motors held this position in the U.S. auto market for a long time, while Michelin dictated prices in the tire market. However, even a price leader can't predict consumer and competitor reactions. One strategy is signaling, where a company publicly announces its plan to raise prices and observes market responses. This advance notice also helps customers anticipate and accept price hikes. Managers should assertively address inflationary pressures. 1. Create awareness. Inflation is unfamiliar territory for many, and company leaders must convey its threats. Spiraling prices demand a reassessment of corporate strategies, guarding against the misconception of price illusion, the belief that increasing revenues signify financial health. In truth, if inflation eats away at all growth, there is none. 2. Ensure clear communication. CEOs and leaders must find effective ways to alert employees to the dangers of inflation. Most lack a deep understanding of the company's finances and might be misled by surface-level growth. 3. Make inflation response a team effort. It's easy for companies to believe that raising prices is the only response to inflation. However, passing on entire cost increases to customers is rare. Therefore, defending profits becomes a collective responsibility. 4. Adaptability is key. While companies once took their time to implement price increases, an inflationary environment demands swift action. Quick, agile responses can be the difference between survival and failure. 5. Protect your pricing power. Passing on cost increases to consumers is ideal, but only if they see the value. Therefore, maintaining pricing power relies on ensuring that perceived value matches price increases. 6. Restructure pricing models. Price hikes present a challenge. Customers resist paying more, yet the company requires increased revenue. High inflation periods offer opportunities for restructuring pricing models and experimenting with strategies like bundling or unbundling products. 7. Strengthen sales forces. Inflation highlights the importance of well-trained sales teams. Companies should adopt a more hands-on approach to managing sales during times of rising prices, granting autonomy to individual sales producers. 8. Optimize cash management. Inflation underscores the need for swift receivables collection and prudent money management to mitigate its impact on finances. 9. Implement cost reduction strategies. Inflation often necessitates cost-cutting measures, such as reducing labor costs or negotiating harder with suppliers. Key points. 1. Leaders must educate teams on inflation's threats, avoiding the price illusion misconception. 2. Effective communication is vital for employees to understand the dangers of inflation. 3. Companies should have a collective responsibility to defend profits amidst rising prices. 4. Agility is crucial in responding swiftly to inflationary pressures for survival. 5. Maintaining pricing power hinges on aligning perceived value with price increases. 6. Restructuring pricing models offers opportunities to navigate high inflation periods effectively. 7. Strengthening sales forces and optimizing cash management are essential strategies in combating inflation.